Grant Smithies, I don't know what kind of glasses you've got on today, but
a bit 80s. It's funny you say that. It's very strange that you say that, because I've got glasses on for the first time.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you reached a certain age?
Oh, God. Well, I need glasses at night for when I'm lying in bed reading until my book, you know, falls and smacks me in the face. But a fortnight ago, I was down here, and notes that I'd made, I was going, I can barely read that. God, I'm becoming a geriatric. I better start to cart my specs around in my bag for days like today. So I just put them on. The microphone is looming, looking like a yellow planet right in front of me. Everything's magnified to hell. It's a bit strange, actually. So, but at least I can read my notes, which is useful. So
that's all good. I'm at that age of life where I'm so short-sighted, which I've always been, that it's offsetting the long-sighted that I'm becoming with age. And I've got this little sweet spot where I can wander around reading my phone, tiny print.
You don't have to hold it out in front of you at arm's length. No, that's always slightly comical.
It's all going to come to a catastrophic kind of...
Yeah. We're all hurtling towards the grave, is all I can say. I was talking to a few people today about AK-79 punk compilation, which is about to be reissued in a couple of weeks. I'll play a few tracks on here. It being the 40th anniversary edition. Made me feel entirely ancient. but anyway, let's play something new.
Enough.
In fact, even this new thing is old, come to think of it. Because I'm going to play some Jamaican dance hall business from the early 80s. But the compilation that it's on is new. It's called Rubber Dub Revolution. And it's on London's spankingly brilliant Pressure Sounds label. And it looks at a sort of pivotal era in Jamaican music in the early 80s when a sort of new, tougher, leaner dancehall sound superseded the roots music of the 1970s. It was kind of a time after there'd been lots of street violence brought on by people's affiliations with various political parties in Kingston and around the rest of Jamaica. And people would barricade their houses, and it was lots of dance halls that people used to go out to had been shuttered for a while and weren't really operating. And suddenly there was a sort of a surge in a sort of sparse, heavy dance hall sound that was aimed at locals without too much thought for the international audience. Most of the songs had a studio band called the Roots Radix backing up a new generation of singers and DJs and so on, and Bunny Lee was the producer, and scientists and Jonjo Laws were involved with the engineering. Lots of the songs are sort of social commentary, I guess, bolted to these hefty bass lines, you know, like moral tales about the downstream effects of adopting a dangerous gangster lifestyle. So the first song we're going to hear, the earliest one on here, is one of my favourite Jamaican singers is Cornell Campbell. He's got a glorious sort of falsetto voice. He was lead singer for a while of The Eternals, The Sensations and The Uniques, and then had a long, illustrious sort of solo career in Jamaica. And the song he sings is called Bandaloo. It's about a bandit. It's basically a rewrite of Hang Down Your Head, Tom Dooley, which was a traditional song that was huge in the 50s for the Kingston trio. But in this version, he warns the sort of rude boy gangster critter that if he doesn't change his ways, he'll end up hanging from the Spanish town gallows in Kingston. This is Bandolo.
From the Spanish town gallows behind that cold prison wall. yourself right with God and ask him for mercy on your soul. Good boy. Hang down your head and do, do. You better hang down your head and cry. Yeah. Hang down your head, me boy. Oh boy, you're bound to die. So let this be a lesson to on and on. Good boy. Listen to your parents and try to do the right. You will end up like Bandulu, rude boy. Yeah, rude boy. Remember what the parrot said to the crow? Don't follow bad company, or you will end up like Bandulu. Bad company will lead you astray. Get yourself right with God and ask him for mercy. Rude boy, you better hang down your head and do. Hang down your head and cry. Yeah. You better hang down your head, rude boy. Oh boy, you're bound to die. Hang down your head.
Cornell Campbell, Bandulu. That's it. We're fading it out because it goes for 100 years.
But and it could do on a sultry summer afternoon outdoors on a deck somewhere.
Definitely. Moral tales.
Hacking off the neighbours with the bass line.
Yeah, with the bass line vibrating their fillings. Yeah, exactly.
Things
exactly.
To look forward to this summer.
Yeah, I love that guy's voice. It's so great. He sings in the earlier vocal cuts he did with some backing singers. It's just a celestial sounding sort of a thing. But I thought I should play a DJ tune off this as well. We're going to play the DJ portion of a song by vocal harmony group The Paragons, done by a sort of DJ that was one of this new rising school of incoming new young pups in the dance halls of the day, called Papa Tulu. He basically repurposes children's rhyme, 1, 2, buckle your shoe, 3, 4, step through the door, etc., to discuss hard times in Kingston. This is called Part 2.
It bounce sound, nigga, gather round. This one has to be the talk of the town. Still poverty at the microphone. Yeah. Come back on for rock it and go. For one, say two, operator that I yo. Say fling with part one and then you give me part two. Come one and two and me say how do you do? No chat the part one, me only chant part two. The thing I wear me wear I must the claps be two. But one, say two, say buckle your show. We rock it to the rhythm, now go rock it to the blow. Cut up a new Kingston a pure barbecue. But down here now they get us say that pure color low. The people them poor and them don't know what we do. But it look like just if you want to go a bell, yo. He can catch cool and she attack about a flow. But one, say two, poop a jammy that I yo. Say Lego party, come make me mash it with you. Cause anytime I match it, I feel a fango too. Say anytime I match it, I go a fango too. Cause me is a man, we no like part one. The thing me like, we chat, say that I must diversion. And every time you chat, me I go suit everyone. But till you this, I want say that you must understand. It make a poop a total stand. International, hey, and what do you want? What do you? German me said, and what do you want? What do you? It look like you sit your one who a bell you,
And if you catch cool, nobody talk about a flow. But when they say the up and new Kingston, pay barbecue. Up and new Kingston, pay barbecue. But don't mean that they get to say that fear color low. Say what my favorite color, say that must be color blue. But one, say two, say buckle your shoe. Say three, say four, say step through the door. Can what I gonna give you must be rockers galore. Can anything me jump it off in my shit for sure. Hey, come make a tell you, make a tell you again. Can tell you this and rhythm come from match it round the bend. Cause I'm a pop and told you now look no friend. But anytime you chat me, I go chat till it end. Hey, and what do you want, what do you? I told you said, and what do you want, what do you? Can tell you me say one, say two, parita that are you. Say one, say two, a parita that are you. No give me part one, only give me part two. You give me part two, come make me mash it. Bitch, you want beg you put on your dancing show. But you beg you put on your dancing show. Can tell you say me only chatty with me, no rock it to the blues. Me only chatty with me, no rock it to the blues. Go put on your dancing shows. Can this a one a home, this a hometown blues. Can anything you say you could not refuse. You go a rake a chat, you have to pick and choose. But them a kind of rockers that feel read over the news. But till you miss it, one, say two, say buckle your show. Say three, say four, we come to give them all the more. Say five, say six, me full of lyrics. Say all the sweet lyrics, say that me a drop it. And if you try to stop it, now go get real crabbing. Hey, and what do you want, what do you? Bim, hey. And what do you want, what do you? You look like a sick you want, go a build you. Can up and have a go, say that a pay barbecue. But don't mean that they get to say.
There you go, Papa Tolo, part two. And I heartily recommend this compilation for anyone with a affection for unreasonable bass lines and people. I mean, that song I thought was interesting to play because it gives you a real blast of how it was Jamaicans in Kingston who pioneered rap music. This is the early 80s. And that sort of sound, chatting over rhythm tracks with hefty rhythm was something that originated there, really, which
isn't
a lot of people don't realise.
The theory also about the long connection of New Zealand with, it was the Marley visit, wasn't it? The Bob Marley influences back in, God, I don't know, when, years ago.
When he had he was visibly moved with a Māori welcome to Marae up in Auckland.
But I think what happened though, the musical overlap sort of, I mean, it's they're all sort of slightly different but related genres. But you know our real strength in sort of dub and my memory is that the sort of theory was that tracks back to his influence and the sort of that visit and the sort of the.
Yeah, cross, I think you're right.
What are they and also it? Fertilisation or pollination that happened. Yeah.
And sort of big Māori and Pacific populations really adopting a hero who was not a sort of white rock star. Because he was the first sort of developing world massive recording star, Bob Marley. And he was embraced by communities all over the rest of the world who were finally seeing sort of aspects of themselves reflected. So you had... I lived in Gisborne for a while, and you couldn't go to a party without there being endless Bob, Toots and the Maytals, Burning Spear.
Yeah.
I lived in Rotorua before that, working for Radio New Zealand in those days, and moved around, and same. You know, so those areas, it was sort of big party music, and then it gradually filtered out to various people making electronic versions of it, and, you know, Fat Freddy's type bands that are obviously grew up on that stuff as well. So,
all right, where are we going now?
Are we going to go to the disco? I've been polishing the mirror ball and firing up the smoke machine because I love this next tune. There's an Auckland producer and DJ called Frank Booker who I really rate, who immaculate taste, I think, and he makes various disco-inflected 80s synth boogie, you know, house music-y type things. And he does a weekly Friday nightclub called Pleasure at the Las Vegas on K Road in Auckland. And he was, for years he was co-hosting, don't know if he still is, a show called Hit It and Quit It on radio with Recluse in Auckland. He was also the DJ of choice when for a private party when Prince was here in 2016. Great critter. Frank Booker is a sort of adopted name. He actually lives quietly under a different name altogether as a father of two in suburban Mount Albert in Auckland. But he spends a bunch of his time touring extensively through Australia, Japan, the UK, Europe, Brazil, all over the place. And he has made a name for himself by repurposing some great, you know, re-editing some disco classics that haven't been heard for a long time, taking out the boring bits, getting to the bits that work best on the dance floor earlier, that kind of thing. His latest vinyl pressing comes on this great label called Razor and Tape. And it's got a little Kiwi stamped on the label, which is quite lovely, I reckon, because the label is in Brooklyn, I think. But anyway, let's hear a tune off this that I think is just dance floor gold. This is called More.
That's disco.
Yeah, I love it. All right.
Just gonna do a good bit.
Yeah, that's true. At the end of this, maybe.
All right. It's kind of what both genres have in common, really, is you can just put them on and chill. You don't have to do the whole kind of rounded musical narrative, beginning, middle, end.
Oh, no.
This could go on for hours.
Yeah, mate. I love things like that. I'd hurt myself dancing to that, probably. I'd lose my new glasses. My new glasses would be crushed on the dance floor. It'd be terrible scenario. But yeah, you get the idea.
Yeah.
And the rest of that EP also rules. So it's Frank Booker Edits Part 2. If you don't have a turntable, I don't know if you could still find it. I think it's on Bandcamp and things like that. But yeah, I rate that guy. I'd go and see him DJ somewhere like a shot and probably have to call the chiropractor soon after because it's so great. But anyway, I thought we'd finish on something appropriate to the news that got a lot of people excited in the last week or so, which is that Paddy's
coming here.
Yeah, now sort of 72 and still a force to be reckoned with. She's playing in New Zealand in April next year, and on the 25th of April in Christchurch Town Hall, and the 27th of April in Auckland Town Hall. I saw her in Melbourne Arts Festival in 2008, and it was a mighty show. Band pretty much the same, I think. But I thought we should play something far from my favourite album of hers, which is her debut record, Horses, which is, I think, just it remains really extraordinary. A mix of sort of references to her heroes, you know, French symbolist poets like Arthur Rimbaud and also Bob Dylan, Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison, people like that. But a lot of songs also about her family, and produced by John Cale of Velvet Underground. Apparently a really fractious relationship. It took them ages, and there were big arguments in the studio getting it done, but they came up with something mighty. And I've always loved the song we're about to play. She was born in Chicago and grew up in the southern part of New Jersey, surrounded by this sort of eerie landscape of swamps and pig farms and so on, which form the backdrop to the song we're going to hear. And the children were often alone because both parents had to work. Her father was working in factories. Her mum was waitressing. And the older kids were looking after the younger kids. I think there's three sisters and a brother, I think, at least three sisters anyway. And the song we're about to hear is for her sister Kimberly, who was the fourth sibling. And I read a great interview where Paddy talked about living across the road from an old abandoned barn that got hit by lightning shortly after Kimberly was born, and she went outside holding the baby and watching this barn in flames, and there were hundreds of bats living in it, and buzzards and owls and stuff, and they all came flying out. And years later, that was the basis for this song. So I'll leave you with this, one of my favourite things of hers. This is just called Kimberly.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, Grant. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Joan of Arc in the cars as you looking up at me. Oh. baby, I remember when you were born. It was dawn and the storm settled in my belly, in the road, in the grass, in the spit out the gas, in the lit a match, in the void wind flash in the sky split, and the planets hit, balls of jade drop. One hand I rocked you, and with one heart I reached for you. I knew your youth was for the taking, fire on the mental plane, so I ran through the fields as the bats with their baby vain faces burst from the barn in flames in the violet, violent sky. And I fell on my knees and pressed you against me. Your skull was like a network of spittle, like glass balls moving in like cold streams of logic. And I prayed as that lightning attack that some will make it go crack. 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 The palm tree.
Patti Smith, Kimberley, off the album Horses. She's playing New Zealand April next year. That 75 album was her debut.